So those types of exercises and conversations then can come up with what matters most to them. And then what you do is, what experience can I give that is hard to duplicate somewhere else? And that's what I like to call, you know, the great retention formula is your R equals IVP plus SE. So IVP, your individual value proposition, and your signature experience.
You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to our final episode of a three-part series with my special guest, Emily McQueen, and our Transformation and Culture series. If you missed the first two episodes, you can go back and listen. They were episodes number 67 and 68. Those first two episodes really focused on organizational transformation and culture, and then the manager's role in transformation. They are really chock full of great actionable information. And you don't have to have heard those episodes to learn from this one. So hang with us here and you can go back and listen to those episodes when you're done. Today, we are talking about employee retention. Now, this is an important topic, not just in transformation, but really an important topic for CEOs of small businesses, really CEOs, leaders, HR leaders of any size organization. Retention is key. And so, you know that there is a financial cost to retention. Some studies predict that every time you replace a salaried employee, it costs 6 to 9 months of their average salary. So as an example, if you lose an employee that you are paying $60,000 a year, an average cost of $30,000 to $45,000 will be incurred in recruiting and training expenses for that lost employee. So that's significant. And then there's the culture cost. If you lose a good employee, the ripple effect can impact your cultural ecosystem, which makes this conversation with Emily so special. The tools that Emily will share with us today are invaluable and can keep you really connected with your employees, keep them engaged, and hopefully keep them as productive members of your organization. All right, here it is. I hope you enjoy. All right, welcome back. Here we are again with Emily McQueen. Again, just an expert in her field, more than 25 years of experience with global talent management, employee experience, and organizational culture. Thanks for being back with us today, Emily.
Thanks so much. I'm having a ball.
Awesome. Well, today we're going to talk retention, and it is a hot topic right now. So let's dig in. I want to hear some retention strategies that you've had success with. But first, I have to ask you, it's kind of a myth buster. A lot of my clients want to lean on compensation. So do you believe that it helps to throw money at employees to keep them?
That is a loaded question. Yeah. I think that employers use it because it's the easiest way. It's just an easy, tangible way that immediately people go and say, well, what if we did this? But it's not always the best way. And what research has shown is it may resolve it in a short term, but not having somebody fully engaged, fully commitment, especially to the long term. So let me tell you about an experience I had that was a game changer for me. In one of my roles, I was a manager and I was over two regions, but I was also over for the organization in talent or engagement retention. And we were having high turnover in all of the areas. And so not only was I needing to find a solution for the organization, but I was also needing to for myself. And so, you know, you go to those conferences and think webinars and you're like, I need, you know, the answer, the holy grail, the thing that everybody else got that I didn't get. And what I always find is that's usually not the case, but there was something that completely shifted my mind in this one that I went to. the keynote speaker was an executive recruiter, not just any executive recruiter. This was in Canada, and it was an executive recruiter that was known for poaching, especially your top talent in mid to senior levels. And so literally was known for that across different areas in Canada. So she was, you know, you mentioned the name and you shudder because, you know, she's going after your employee, you're in trouble. And so she was the guest speaker. And I was like, why in the world do you have a recruiter here to tell me how to retain my employees? And then of course it occurred to me, it's like a criminal helping me tell how to keep my house safe. And so what she does is she calls up the person. Well, first of all, of course, she's looked in LinkedIn. She looked even at Facebook. She started to see what the person likes, what was their experience and so forth. And so what she does is she calls the person and she says, man, I was looking at your LinkedIn and I have heard so many great things about what you are doing with this particular thing. Do you have a couple of minutes or can I, you know, get time just to talk about how you are solving for that problem or how you are or how you did achieve this particular deliverable? And so, of course, everybody loves to talk about how they were successful. And so she said 9 out of 10 times, of course, the employee says, absolutely. And so she's giving the employee a chance to talk about what they've achieved and how they pulled in different experiences. And so then she talks, she says, I know an executive who's at, you know, XY company, and they are trying to solve this problem. Would you have 15 minutes just to walk through how you approach that? So then the employee says, gosh, you know, an executive would be interested to understand what I'm doing or how I did something. So they always say, of course. And so the executive starts talking to them. And then she says, you know, what about meeting the team? A team is working on such a thing and they would love to learn from you. Would you be interested in talking to this team? Basically what this person is having an interview, but the difference is that they are sharing and people are interested in their achievements and what they've done. And they have attention and are experiencing something that's pretty unique. And she said, so think of your person that you have to keep. Your top talent cannot lose. And she said, think about now, I've had those three conversations and they've had those conversations. Are they getting something that is they get all the time? Or is this a new experience for them? Mm. And she said, if that's a new experience for them, I've got them. But I've got somebody interested because I gave them what she calls signature experience. And the signature experience is what matters most to someone that can't be duplicated anywhere else, or it's hard to duplicate anywhere else. And so she said, now, if you're doing that, if you're constantly saying, hey, pulling in, you know, your boss or an executive or somebody else and saying, tell them about your project that you did, pulling somebody in, you know, on a call and saying, hey, I just invited, you know, Joe in to listen to what you're doing. Tell them about, you know, the project you just completed. If you're not asking the CEO to ping and write the email for the CEO and say, can you please send this to recognize? She said, when I do it, it's going to be pretty significant. But if you're doing it, it's going to be duplicated. So the point is to always think about what interests that employee and then try to find a signature experience that they're not duplicating where they are right now. And she talked about in my conversations, I talk about what they're interested in. And, you know, it's not just all work. And so she learns, oh, they like flexibility. Oh, they want this. Ah, they're interested in that. And so she starts making connections with the company she's recruiting for to say, what do you have that satisfies that? And her whole point was you focus on the individual and what matters to them. And so, and then you create something that can't be duplicated. And she said, the reason that it's risky just focusing on compensation is because I can duplicate that. Mm. We can even have a bidding war. I can do, you know, I can do bonuses, sign-on bonuses. And she said, and even if I can't, she said, there was a person who said, you know, I'm paid well. It's not money. Because she said, I can bump you a little bit, but and he's, that doesn't matter. What matters to me is career opportunity. And so she said, well, what are you interested in doing? And the person was talking about a career path. Now she was stumped because she said, they don't have that career path at this organization. But then after talking to the HR team and the person who was in talent development, she came back and said, they don't have that career path here, but I can tell you what they will do for you. They will put together a development plan that also will give you experiences along the way that not only build your capability and the skills you need to do that job, but it'll catapult you to actually do a job that's higher than that because you're gaining the experience along the way and you will fast track to that role that you want faster than if you were just going through the chain of roles.
I love that simply because those are exactly things that we should be doing for our people anyway, right? And right. So, but what a great way to shine a spotlight on that. And so where does a manager begin really to put the right plan together to, you know, how can they get in front of this?
Yeah. So I actually was researching a lot of, you know, why are people leaving organizations and, you know, as part of my role. And one thing that kept coming up, compensation, yes, is in there, but the right now burnout, leadership trust, and career opportunity are the ones that people are leaving organizations for. So that shows you, you know, those are the things that matter to that employee. So the first thing is, you know, have a survey or talk to your own team members about what matters most to you. And I'm going to give you a tool in just a second that's so great about doing this. But really quickly, when I was looking at it and talking about, you know, compensation and trying to save talent, there is a study that was over 5 years in a tech organization, and it was 5,000 employees or more. And they had a survey that went out twice a year, an engagement survey. And so they were able to see where they were and the factors that mattered most to the employees. And compensation, benefits, all of those were in there. So when they were looking at, is compensation driving engagement? What they saw was that those that were, the employees that were in the mid to below comp ratio, midpoint in their salary band or range, were more engaged, scored themselves much more engaged than those who were at the midpoint or higher in their band. Wow. So not necessarily does salary drive engagement.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because one thing that she said in this, you know, in this conference is that if you think that it's compensation, dig in more to see what it really is. Is it, I feel valued? Is it, I will get recognition and attention? I will be respected. What are those things? Because if you can't give compensation, try to fill those in different ways. There are other ways to fill those. The other thing was the retention bonus. So companies use retention bonuses and they can be very effective, but they're effective in a particular situation. When you have a set of skills that you need for a period of time, for a project and so forth. So that helps retain somebody because they have, you know, at the end of the time, they get a bonus pay for that. However, when they looked at, you know, the twice a year for 5 years, the survey, what they found was those who had retention bonuses scored themselves significantly lower in commitment than those without bonuses.
Wow.
So they are there, they're staying there, but they're not engaged and they're not committed. So for the long term, that's not the solution. And they better get in there and look at then what will keep them engaged and in the long term. It helped the short term, but what about, you know, on from that? So that's why it's risky to only focus on that. Not saying that that's not good strategy and so forth. It's very important, but not just that. So when a manager thinks about, okay, then what is it? You know, the factors that drive engagement that a lot of engagement surveys are around. It could be the purpose that you feel, the job satisfaction, the employer brand of a company, their ability to grow, career opportunities. It also could be a sense of well-being. My team, you know, do I work with great people? So it's identifying the things that really matter to the individual. And that's just through conversations and asking questions and so forth. So Bridge has a platform, a tool that it's a talent management LMS tool, but they have got a great exercise to do that anybody can go in and do. And it's at Bridge, it's Career Drivers by Bridge, and it's bridgedrivers.com is how you look it up. And what it does is, it has the person go through several decks of cards. And what you're doing is, from all of the things that come up, you're saying what matters most. And so you go through one set and you pull out what matters most and put the others to the side. And then you go through a next deck and you pull out what matters most from the words that they're saying. And then you get to the deck that you chose, the group that you chose, and you have to whittle it down to like the top 5 or 10 of the things that matter most to you. And that's how then, and then there is a part where you can say, is this being met or not? Mm. And is, you know, for instance, flexibility, is that being met or not right now? Work-life balance, is that being met or not right now? And so forth. And so that's a great conversation starter, because then the manager can say, okay, going through this exercise, you said these were the most important things to you. Are these being met? How can we meet thee? And be creative, because it's not just, like that example with the role. We don't have that career path, so oops, sorry.
Right.
No. What are you going, you know, can you develop them and get them the qualifications and the skills to get to that role? That's worth staying for. So the creativity that goes into it is important too. But just even in questions, you know, just questions asking about, you know, how is our, you know, working relationship? What do you need more from me? How's the team? What could be different with the team? Your role. Another thing that the career driver does is it asks, what are things that exhaust you and what are things that energize you? And so I was talking to someone who was talking about their career path and what they really wanted to do. But when they said that one particular activity exhausted them. And I was like, but that's what you have to do for that role. And it was an eye opener, because mm-hmm. they're like, oh, I never thought about that. That thing is what exhausts me all the time. Maybe I need to think about a different role. And so those types of exercises and conversations then can come up with what matters most to them. And then what you do is, what experience can I give that is hard to duplicate somewhere else? And that's what I like to call, you know, the great retention formula is your R equals IVP plus SE. So IVP, your individual value proposition, and your signature experience.
Awesome. And so what are the steps to create that retention plan?
So what I have, and there's different ways you can do that, but what I have managers do is to, you know, go away with a template, and we can share the template, but the template basically is just employee's name, their title, their grade, what we have done already, because you may go, oh, we'll send them to this, you know, this training, or, you know, let's let them get a certification in this area, and they already have it, or you've already invested that way. And so it may be, you know, something different. So put what is the investment already, and then have what matters to them most. And then, you know, what's the plan? And then I always have the sections for follow-up, because they go away, they think about it, they ask and have the conversations with their employees, and then they write them down. I always say, focus on two. Just pick your top two that you want to build. And I don't, you know, we don't call them necessarily retention plans. We call them engagement plans, because that, you know, it's, yeah. I wouldn't talk to an employee about a retention plan for them, but to say, I want to build an engagement plan with you. And then they bring that to a meeting with managers, or it could be with peers. I would not do it with colleagues of the person, but, you know, managers on your team, or even your boss and senior leaders, and talk about, okay, this is something that the employee you know, really what really matters to them. What are some things that we can do to help that? And what you'll find is, like, for instance, this one employee, she loved to help people with projects. She was great with, you know, organizing things. And so when he was talking about it in the meeting, another manager said, "Oh my gosh, I would love for her to come in and help us. You know, it only take an hour a week for 4 weeks to help us put together a plan, facilitate and walk us through a thought process of how we could put this project together." And so she did that. So it's helping each other find ways to create that for that individual. And then what you find is that if you return and you continue to check in, sometimes, you know, teams do one every week and they just go, "How's it going? What is it? What else can we do?" Some do a particular meeting once a quarter where they go back through. What you'll start to find is that some people come off the list because they're engaged and they're mm-hmm. committed. Yeah. And you want to put others back on, you know, on the list because they need some specific things.
I'm likening this to, and tell me if you think it's something different, but I work with clients on creating listening strategies. And one of the things we input into that cycle is a stay conversation, just checking in with
exactly.
employees. Yes. Okay. And so I would envision these stay conversations using the kind of the template that you're talking about to just make sure that they're engaged and learning what they can, what we can do for the individual to help them stay.
Exactly. Okay. I've heard them called stay conversations, you matter conversation, mm-hmm. stay conversation. Exactly. Same thing, but building out a plan to go
right.
with that.
Yes. So great. Awesome, Emily. Such great takeaways. Thank you so much for joining us. Another great conversation. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you too. I always enjoy it, Wendy. You're fantastic.
Thanks. Another great conversation with Emily. All right, here are my takeaways. Number one, employers use compensation for retention, but it's not always the best way. It may resolve issues in the short term, but not fully engage someone in the long term. Number two, a signature experience is something that matters most to someone that is hard to be duplicated or can't be duplicated somewhere else. Number three, people leave their role due to burnout, leadership trust, career opportunity, and compensation. Number four, managers can talk to their own employees to determine what matters most to them. Number five, if you think it is compensation, dig further. It could be feeling valued, being recognized, etc. Number six, retention bonuses can be useful for short-term management, maybe to get through a project or some milestone, but aren't necessarily the key to long-term engagement. Number seven, the factors that drive engagement are purpose, job satisfaction, employer brand, ability to grow, career opportunities, a sense of well-being and safety, and feeling connected to those they work with. Identify the things that matter to the individual. Number eight, create a retention plan for team members that you're worried about, or really for everyone on your team, to ensure that you know what's important to them. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please go leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and share it with a friend. I have an exciting episode next week with Will Scott of Culture Fix. Will brings decades of experience focused on creating and integrating culture. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.